Hey there, awesome humans. Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood stoic sidekick, bringing you another dose of wisdom to navigate this crazy, beautiful thing called life. Today's topic hits close to home. Self-care. You know, that buzzword that's thrown around like confetti at a party? Yeah, we're diving deep into the real deal because let's face it, even with all our hustle and bustle, taking care of ourselves isn't just a luxury, it's a freaking necessity. Ever feel like you're running on empty? Like your to-do list is a never-ending monster devouring every spare minute? You know that feeling when you hit snooze one too many times and suddenly realize you're already late for work again? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Neglecting your well-being isn't some badge of honor, it's a recipe for burnout city. So buckle up, buttercups, because we're about to unlock some seriously powerful tools to prioritize self-care even when life throws you curveballs faster than a pro baseball game. First up, remember this. Self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about building sustainable habits that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think of it like this. Your phone needs charging to run smoothly, right? Well, you're no different. You need regular recharges too, and that looks different for everyone. Next, let's talk boundaries, people. We live in a world obsessed with being always on, constantly connected, and always reachable. But guess what? Saying no is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Learning to set healthy boundaries protects your time and energy, leaving space for things that truly matter, like, you know, actually enjoying your life. Number 3. Embrace the power of mindfulness. Ever notice how easily our minds race from one thought to another? Like a squirrel on espresso, constantly bouncing around? Mindfulness is about bringing awareness to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your breath, feeling your feet on the ground, savoring that first sip of coffee. Seriously, it's like hitting the pause button on life's crazy soundtrack and just being. Now, let's talk movement. It doesn't have to be a grueling marathon or an intense boot camp session unless that's your jam. Find something you enjoy: walking in nature, dancing like nobody's watching, taking a yoga class. Movement is medicine for the body and soul. And finally, remember to fuel your incredible machine with nourishing food. We're not talking about deprivation or fad diets here, folks. It's about listening to your body and giving it what it needs to thrive. Think whole foods, plenty of fruits and veggies, and staying hydrated like a boss. Okay, let's put all this into action with a real-life scenario. Imagine you have a major presentation coming up, the kind that could make or break your career. You're already stressed, sleep-deprived, and running on fumes. But instead of panicking and burning yourself out, what if you incorporated some self-care strategies? You could start by taking a brisk walk in the morning to clear your head, then enjoy a healthy breakfast packed with energy-boosting nutrients. Maybe carve out 15 minutes for mindfulness meditation before the presentation to calm those pre-performance jitters. And don't forget, after you slay that presentation, treat yourself. Go grab a delicious meal, watch your favorite movie, or spend time with loved ones. You deserve it. So there you had it, folks. 5 practical tips to prioritize self-care even in the midst of a whirlwind life. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about showing up as your best self physically, mentally, and emotionally. It's about investing in your well-being so you can show up fully for the things that truly matter. And remember, sharing is caring. Pass this episode on to a friend who needs a little self-care reminder. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom. Stay awesome, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.